Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Well, Jack Black is having a pretty good week. He just received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and he's starring in The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Yeah, 10-year-old Lewis goes to live with his uncle, who is Jack Black, of course, in an old, crickety, rickety, creaky house with a tick-tock sound. And unbeknownst to him, he awakens the dead, and all of a sudden we're faced with warlocks and witches and a lot of kid-friendly scares. Cate Blanchett also stars in this. It's a lot of fun.
Here we are, home sweet home, the house where magic lives.
Don't worry, you're perfectly safe.
That's safe?
As long as it's fed.
You want to learn magic?
Teach me, please, please.
Okay.
And fans of This Is Us will probably take a liking to life itself.
I hope so, because the critics have lambasted this film. It's got a horrible score, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be entertaining. It's got a fabulous cast. It's got Oscar Isaac, Olivia Wilde, Antonio Banderas, Annette Bening. And it's a story of a New York couple that goes from college sweethearts to married to first child. There's some intergenerational stuff. It's one of those sappy, feel-good movies that I think is going to defy the critics.
You ever gonna ask me out, Will?
I'm just waiting for the right moment. Because when I ask you out, there's not gonna be any turning back for me.
No one knows where their story is going, nor who the heroes in it are going to be.
It's strange to think about how a completely random moment would shape my entire life.
At any moment.
Tell me about that day.
Life will surprise you.
All right, or at the Movie Mill, you really do have something for everyone. Let's start with family-friendly Christopher Robin.
Yeah, rated G from Disney. Winnie the Pooh makes an appearance. He runs into Christopher Robin, who is now grown up. And Christopher has gotten caught up in the business world, and his marriage is stressful, and he sort of forgot the wonder of his childhood. But Winnie is out to help bring that sense of wonderment back as they search for all of the friends. It's very well done. Ewan McGregor stars, and this one definitely family-friendly.
And then on the other end of the scale, Slender Man.
Not family friendly. horror film, they conjure up the Slender Man, a tall, thin, horrifying figure whose face has no discernible features. And it did okay at the box.
And then somewhere in the middle, let's put Alpha.
It's funny because this was marketed heavily as a family-friendly film, and I believe it is that, but it's sort of at the end of the first Ice Age, and a young man goes out on his first hunt with the elitist hunters, and he gets injured in the process and left behind to fend for himself. He meets up with a wolf who is sort of in a similar situation, and together they become best friends. It's sort of the origin of man's best friend. It's visually quite a stunning film, and I think it's one that families will embrace and enjoy.
You can see for yourself with trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill, and we'll do it again next week.
Hey, and see you at the movies.